Welcome back to Innovation on Dakota Midday. I'm Kara Hetland. More than 660 middle school girls from southeastern South Dakota are learning about careers in science and math. The Women in Science group hosted a conference Wednesday for its 11th year. Professionals at dozens of breakout sessions and exhibits at Southeast Tech in Sioux Falls want girls to know that women can have successful careers in STEM fields. STEM stands for Science, Technology, Engineering, and Math. SDPB's Keely Boltina takes you to the event where you'll hear from Platt Getty's 8th graders Molly Mullenberg, Dominique Gerton, and Brooke Johnson.
We had our whole 8th grade class of girls got ready this morning, and then we just kind of left Platt, and it was a really fun car ride up here. We called the radio station and got to request songs, and it was just a fun time.
Let's go here.
Being with your classmates and just being able to walk around and learn the different things with your classmates, and all you're all learning the same thing, and that maybe someone likes something better than you, so then you guys can talk about it.
We walked around and looked at a lot of different things. And the candy does draw me to a table.
My name is Leah Brink, and I'm the corporate recruiter for Daktronix.
Tell me what that actually means, then, being a corporate recruiter.
Certainly. Well, it's my job to inspire people to apply for jobs at all levels of our organization. So we have a variety of positions available and position types, and so I do events like these to try to encourage that next generation of future employees.
And this particular next generation is a bunch of 8th grade girls. So how do you begin to capture the attention of an 8th grade girl? Tell me about it.
Number one, candy. Number two, having a cool visual aid that will bring them in. And so we understand at Daktronix you have to take the long view. We have to understand that education is important, and inspiring them now so that they will continue on with math and science courses, so that at some point when they do go to college, they can take those engineering programs.
I think that word engineer sometimes scares people who are looking, or sometimes scares students who are looking and thinking, what do I want to do? Oh, it's an engineer. I don't really know what that does, so maybe I'm going to avoid it. How do you break down that initial stigma just with the word?
Well, I think for us, we can point at our products. We can say, hey, did you watch the Super Bowl? Well, if you did, you probably saw our equipment. So our engineers are working together to design and build the world's most interesting displays out there. Pretty much in Sioux Falls and a number of areas around the country, there are digital billboards, or when you go to the gas station, you see a digit above a, telling us the price per pump. And so we make all these different types of products, and so it's real easy. We have a pervasive product that's all over the world, so people know that when you start to describe it. They're not always familiar that Daktronix made it, but once you start talking about those different types of products, then they get the idea. And for these girls too, hey, go into your middle school gym. Do you see a scoreboard up there? Does it say Daktronix on the side?
Probably,
yes.
Absolutely. And when you are talking to them, do you have to talk to middle school girls differently than middle school boys? Is there something that you have to say, no, you can do this too, or is that something you really don't have to worry about?
I wish I could say that you didn't have to worry about it, but I think it's really important at this age, for females especially, understanding that there is such a need for these types of careers in the future. And we want to encourage them to keep studying math, keep studying science, and it's cool to do that. Not only is it necessary, but you can do this, and it is fascinating fields to go into. And so I think for them, it's about just keeping them motivated towards that. And this age is really important. They're getting ready to pick courses for high school, and we want that message to be keep studying math, keep studying science.
Are any of you, you're wearing the representative shirt. I couldn't see the Harrisburg, but I see them. So I'm Joy Corman, I'm from the School of Education, and all these programs that you see listed here, elementary education, special education, and then the middle school and high school content areas like math, science, English, and history, those are programs.
What are some of the programs those colleges are saying, hey, look at this?
Veterinarians and scientists. Just the different types of veterinarians, or different types of doctors and health people that help you. Because when you think of a vet, you don't think of maybe a person that doesn't go to school for the full 8 years. They only go 2 years, so they're a lower class working there.
Okay. Is that something that you didn't know before?
No, I thought you had to go to the school for the full 8 years, and then depending how good you were in school, that's how you got ranked on your job.
I kind of want to like go into some kind of psychology or social work, because like I just want to be able to help people through things, and they might not be things that I have necessarily gone through, but I would rather like help them go through it than watch them suffer.
You know, a boy might choose engineering because they love math and science, but a girl might choose engineering because they want to make the world safer or water cleaner. And so they hear a lot of those types of messages too, and I think it makes them realize that they can fix things and be helpful and a lot of those kind of stereotypical things, but they can do those through those same types of things through technical careers as well. I'm Christy Jackson, and I'm a career counselor who works with some of the rural high schools around the Sioux Falls area. Well, this is our 11th annual event. We have about 665 girls here from 19 different middle schools, so there's a lot of energy in the room. They basically spend the day here, and they have a chance to learn about a lot of different careers, often that they have never heard of before. They get to meet some really great mentors. One of my personal favorites aspects is that they get to meet people who have maybe encountered a lot of the same types of obstacles towards their career planning. And so it's really kind of inspiring for girls to hear from other young women and other women about how they've got on their path and how they've made it to where they are and so forth. They basically leave the event with some ideas for planning for high school, and we hope that they are inspired to enroll in maybe some higher level math and science and tech classes that they maybe wouldn't have thought of doing otherwise. So
some of the discussions they're hearing are catering to their values and to what they want to do, as opposed to just what they're good at or the fact that they like math. It's really a higher level than that.
Right, it absolutely is. We help them to realize those things. But you know, the research says that girls are just as good at boys at math, and a lot of times they don't realize it. You know, it's so popular in our culture for girls to say, I'm not good at math, when really they are. And so another thing that I hope that they get out of the event is that the struggle sometimes is what makes them stronger. And so if they can get through those obstacles and work through a math class, that does so much for their confidence. And even if they don't end up in a science or math related career, you know, those are classes that almost every type of post-secondary program is going to require. You usually have to take an algebra class of some sort to get on to whatever degree program it is that you want. So hopefully they're inspired by hearing other women say that they've made it through those classes, and they see people who come from the same hometowns here and they've made it through. And so hopefully they just get a lot of those messages so they're not giving up.
So they don't have to go into a science or math related field, but that they know it's open to them if that's what they want to do. That's what this is about.
Right, absolutely. There's so many things that are open to them, you know, and the way that our workforce is changing so many careers now, you know, there's a technical aspect to so many different things now. And if a person can do a little programming, or they can do a little bit more on the technology side than another candidate, that's just going to open up so many other types of jobs.
And you talked about some of the things. I'll tell you, when I think of career in math, I think of accounting. When I think of career in science, I think of lab tech. Okay, but that's not all that they're getting here. I'm sure there are some of those really specific jobs here, but there are other fields that are just, I barely think of when I think of science and math, that are here talking to girls.
Yeah, we've got a lot of really neat things. I know there's genetic counselors, we've got meteorologists, lots and lots of engineers, environmental engineering, civil engineering. We've got a ton of healthcare. We've got people from the research labs. We've got people from the nurses that work in the air. So there's a lot of really diverse types of career fields here. Forensic science, computer related, lots of programming and technology, those types of things. We even have a pilot here as well. Kind of interesting. He's got a little simulator that I noticed he has a great big line of girls waiting to try that out.
Now, I know I'm stereotyping here, but sometimes middle schoolers' attention is hard to capture. So how do you work with this event to get those girls interested in the different things you're showing them?
They have a lot going on today. We have about 29 different presentations. They're about 25 minutes long. We tell the presenters to have something hands-on and to talk about their own life as well as their career. And those are the types of things that I think girls this age really appreciate hearing. We've got an exhibit hall that's really, really high energy. We've got everything from robotics, robots roaming around, and lots of hands-on displays where they can actually get in there and try out some of the equipment.
I saw this one girl. She was like giving like a fake surgery to someone on the screen. She was like using these tools. And there was also another one where you had to give CPR and like learn how to do it. I learned about like many different jobs that I maybe never thought about because I'm not a medical person, so I don't like medical things. But coming here like made me see the different types of things that I would maybe like when I get older.
And he's got the ability to drive the tractor for the farm. So just like this circuit you see here is one little tiny circuit. If you think about that as shrunk down really small, there's about 500 circuits in this board here. And those circuits have the ability to help the farmer map out their field, just like your cell phone can take you from one address and show you how to get to another address. The farmer can say, I want to go this way through my field, and then once it's input into the computer, then that equipment drives the tractor or the combine for the farmer through the field in that order. Any questions?
My name is Dawn Fry, and I'm with Raven Industries, and I am in the Central Services Division, and I am a programmer on an AS400.
Okay, and tell me about that.
So I do programming for the finance department, and technology there that we're using is for the general ledger, for accounts payable, accounts receivable, for orders, invoicing, that type of thing.
Excellent, and what are you talking with girls about at this event?
Well, we're showing them some of our technology that our other divisions produce that helps farmers in the field produce better crops, more crops, also some films that help the environment be protected from chemicals and that type of thing. And then we're also encouraging them to be involved with math, science, engineering types of fields.
Your company is Raven Industries. I think sometimes that word industry is an automatic red flag that goes, is industry really where I belong as, you know, a girl who's looking at taking classes and trying to plan out her life? You're saying it absolutely is.
Absolutely. We have a lot of women, engineers, programmers, all sorts of things. And we have some really unique and diverse divisions within our company. Helping farmers with the ag division, helping industry with films in a big variety of applications there, from house wrap to protecting fields in California, the strawberry fields, different things like that. And then we also have Aerostar is one of our divisions, and they make different kinds of balloons. You may have seen those on the news lately too.
When you're talking to students, what is their response when you say, you can do this, let me tell you how?
They think it's really cool, and they were really interested in the technology that's out there and in awe of the fact that a tractor can drive itself and the amount of circuits that we can put into a very small space now that saves a lot of room in the cab for the farmer. So they're very interested in it.
Does your experience as a woman at Raven Industries help them to connect and understand, okay, she can do it, so I can too?
I think so. They relate to that. And then when you could connect to them on the level of where are you at, where are you going to school, what are your interests, and how technology can fit into a lot of different areas of study, whether they want to be a doctor, a lawyer, a cosmetologist, whatever it might be, someone helping people with social issues. There's technology in every one of those fields.
Doctors and vets and stuff, I always picture them being more of like a guy's job, but like I see now that like women can do jobs like that and that there's so many different fields.
Yeah, like if you just set your mind to it, you can achieve it, and then if it's hard, then you can just get friends to help you, or job friends.
Oh.
I am happy to be out of class, but I also am glad that I get to come and have this experience with all my classmates and teachers.